Now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
What the deuce is all the commotion?
These are the tunes that topped our contemporary Celtic Top 10 charts each month. It's your year-end Top 10 Celtic Countdown from Kilt in a Twist.
Ah, 2020, what a year that was. I'm not going to even look back on the news stories that we found during that year. I'm going to look around at the customs that people do in other parts of the world. Here on the west coast of Canada, on New Year's Day, a lot of people rush down for what they call the polar bear swim when they hurl themselves into the Pacific Ocean. It's cold, it's uncomfortable, and it usually helps if you're either still drunk from the night before. But I'm not going to do it, so I'm just going to take their word for it about the whole cold and uncomfortable. This is the chance we have to review some of the great music that crossed our ears this year.
January 2020, we were living high on Highland Life by Barley Juice from their album The Old Speakeasy.
Started getting hairy, everybody frightened and everybody wary. 23 and knees, hasn't Scottish about a quarter, and that's enough for me, so I'm running for the border. Wife says, where you wanna go? And so I told her, I wanna pick up logs and throw them off my shoulder. Said Caledonia's the place he ought to be, so we hopped on a plane and we flew to Aberdeen. Time to meet our destiny. Than to be in Inverness, set a day in Fort William where the brownies are the best. We'll make Salem back home where they never can believe us. Then we find a slice of heaven at the shadow of an Abbas. Glen Cadam, Glen Eden, Glen Ground, and Glen Going, Glen Turret, not too Klein, Ellis, Glen Foyle, Howard, Moore, Dalmore, Hedra, Delmore, why so many whiskies in so little time?
Castles everywhere I turn. Of times, 'cause everybody here can see the glimmer of a lizard in the shimmer of the ripples of Loch Ness sometimes.
Agent Buchanan, made by English Pat Gorney. Outstanding sheep with me colleagues and me beagles. A while away the hours reading poems by me teagle.
We'll be drenched in history.
from Denmark spun us some homemade tales and the Bunker Hill set.
And the Bunker Hill set. Now, one of the most popular New Year's traditions in Denmark involves smashing plates and old dishes. They save their unused dinnerware and affectionately shatter them against the doors of their families and friends as a way to ward off bad spirits. And they also jump off chairs at midnight to leap into the new year. I can see that, you know, this might be a problem in like an apartment house where you're going around throwing dishes against your neighbors and then jumping up and down at midnight.
In March, Deborah Lynn tickled our ears with her brand of country Celtic and I Pull Me Down from Blue Sunrises.
Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn, and you're enjoying a world of Celtic music here on Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
Yeah. with shadows dancing on the wall. Deeper into you I fall. Dark, dark is my heart, broken to afraid to start. To love again, to twist and bend, believe forever has no end. I try to find my way, but I just pull. No escape. Well, I fall so far, I drown without a breath for me to take. Well, I pull me down under the ground. Well, I pull me down. Gray, gray are my days. Let this candle light my way. Light the darkness, calm my fears. Till they disappear. There's no one for you but me. But I can't let myself believe. I can't run and I can't hide. But what I fear is fear inside. I try to find my way, but I just pull me down. I can't break free. There's no escape. I've fallen so far.
In Scotland, Hogmanay is a huge party, and it includes something called first footing. That is, the first person who crosses the threshold of your home should be a dark-haired man carrying a gift of coal for the fire, or shortbread for the family, or whiskey for the party. And the Irish have a tradition of banging bread against the walls of their houses on New Year's Eve. That bad luck and evil spirits are chased away and good luck is invited in, and it ensures that the coming year will be filled with an abundance of bread and other food. We're listening to our favorite tunes from 2020 here on Celt in a Twist. I am Patricia Fraser.
In April, Frigg were celebrating their 20th year as a Finnish fiddle band. They brought us Double X and we brought you Varpunen. Thank you. off, the bright light from Brage brought us to the seventh circle with Desham and Crew.
From Belgium. And before that, Frigg from Finland. And while we're traveling around the world, let us find out that in the Netherlands, New Year's traditions are marked with fireworks and fantastic explosions. They also burn Christmas trees and apparently cars as a means to chase the old and welcome the new, especially if you want a new car.
The victory that they won.
In August, Melbourne's The Go set brought us of Bright Futures and Broken Paths and Empires.
Grandfather fought in the war, never knew his son. The mud in a faraway land, he died shot down by a gun. He never saw the child grow, or the man that he'd become. As off to glow as the glory and the victory that they won. Factory, 43 years to the day, doing a job that he hated, saving for a future so far away. It was all about raising a family and all about the things we don't have. As off to glow as his empire and handing it down to his kids. Life for the love of the money, a picture of leaving a legacy, a mark or a moment, the scars that we show, how we measure the afterglow. Month or next year, those we leave behind are the things we hold dear. About futile wars, unnecessary death, or how many people come to pay their respects. Is it all about love, the making of memories, firing out bellies, avoiding mediocrity, hours on the weekends, wild lost evenings, and those we have around.
The Go Set. And of course, in Australia, on New Year's Day, they go surfing, which is nice, but certainly not the same commitment to insanity as jumping into the Pacific Ocean in the middle of winter, like we do here. Now, Filipino culture, if we're going to stay on the Pacific, it celebrates the New Year by serving 12 round fruits. The round shape symbolizes coins, which represent prosperity and wealth for each month of the coming year. Apples, melons, oranges, and grapes are popular picks, but any round fruit will do. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist as we count down and listen to the great music we heard in 2020. I'm Patricia Fraser.
This is the life I've chosen. Here's where I want to be. Here's where I want to be.
In July, Enter the Haggis treated us to the Archers Parade. From that album, this is Western Shore.
Smokestack blowing, coming out of the port. Heading for the western shore. Under full steam in the mouth of the bay. Heading for the western shore. Loaded down heavy with a belly of salt. Heading for the western shore. White caps rising and the gray goes dive. Heading for the western shore. This is the life I've chosen. No other one for me. This is the life I've chosen. Here's where I wanna be. Here's where I wanna be. Taking my watch as the darkness falls. Heading for the western shore. Passing the night staring up. God, I hope I find one heading for the western shore. High on the tide with the sunlit eyes, heading for the western shore. Riding the wind, I'm forgiving my sins, heading for the western shore. Turning water to wine on the starboard side, heading for the western shore. This is the life I've chosen.
Defenders of the Scottish realm, the Real Mackenzies, and Overton Bridge.
My best friend was at his wit's end. His outlook was rather grey. So took him for a walk and a little pep talk down over Dumbarton way. Over, over, Overton Bridge. Over, went over, over the Overton Bridge. Well, there's mice and there's mint, and the place always sticks. They don't hold the body away from under the Overton Bridge. His dog Spot was drinking quite a lot. His outlook was rather blue. So we went for a turn down the Overton Burn and took along a dram or two. Bridge. During clear weather on the Overton
So that was Enter the Haggis and Western Shore, and from the Western Shore of Canada, the Real Mackenzies and Overtoon Bridge. Now, in Brazil, talking about jumping into the ocean on New Year's, but first of all, everybody puts on a white outfit because the color signifies luck. And then 7 is the lucky number on New Year's Eve, so you have to eat 7 pomegranate seeds to keep your purse full, and 7 grapes to ensure abundance in all areas of life. And then you go down to the beach wearing your nice white clothes, and you jump 7 waves for good fortune.
Always running to the next best thing.
In September, nobody was going anywhere, so Graham Lindsay from Ottawa chose the next best thing. With the Small Glories, this is the title track.
Always running to the next best thing. Never know what tomorrow brings. Let the chorus and the choir sing. Always running to the next best thing.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Always running to the next best thing. Never know what tomorrow may bring. Let the chorus and the choir sing. Always running to the next best thing. Vile deadlines on my plate. Another meeting and a coffee date. Keep it coming, I feel great. No time for slowing down. Stuck in Ireland at the gate. Running to the next best thing. Never know what tomorrow may bring. Let the chorus and the choir sing. Always running to the next best thing. Meet for supper after eight. It's been so long, I can't be. Just fought around. Hey! Hey!
Croft, we're back with Volume 9, and this is Caravan Up North by Shugel Nifty.
Thank you.
Serbia, partygoers carry empty suitcases at midnight in hopes of inducing a year rife with travel. Well, your mileage may vary on that, especially during a plague year. But they also place three potatoes, one peeled, one unpeeled, and one half peeled, under their beds. At midnight, they pull out the first potato they touch. Peeled means they'll have financial problems. Unpeeled indicates abundance, and half peeled, well, somewhere in between. And I don't know what happens if you pull out one that's completely covered with dust bunnies.
November 2020, Lexington Field, Win the Day from that EP. It's Alive.
This is Lexington Field
from San Diego, California.
And you're listening to Celt in a Twist.
We feel. December, we discovered a charming collection of covers from Kate Rusby called Hand Me Down. This is her take on Friday, I'm in Love.
Rusby did with those tunes. They're all so different from when we first heard them. Thanks so much for joining us today as we looked back at 2020, and thanks to our subscribing stations. We really appreciate your support. Now, today's playlist will be up at our Kelt in a Twist Facebook page, and if you catch it there, please do us a favor and just put in the comments where you're listening from. We'd really appreciate it. Kelt in a Twist, of course, is produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communication, Our producer is Cal Coat, also the host of World Beat Canada Radio. We're going to go out with a very special traditional song for New Year's. It's the Real McKenzies and Auld Lang Syne. Till next year, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Should our acquaintance be forgotten, never back to Maine? Should our acquaintance be forgotten, days of our anxiety? We cheer away about the prince and prison now in Spain. But what do I need here to put on our anxiety? For our anxiety, for our anxiety. We cheer a cup of kindness here for our anxiety. And surely you'll be a pint soup, and surely I'll be mine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for our time. We feel we are bound to bridge and prove the guy with Spain. And for the treats on we give our needs of our anxiety. For our anxiety, for our anxiety. We'll share a cup of kindness cheer for our anxiety. We'll share a cup of kindness cheer for our anxiety. We have a cup of kindness cheer for our anxiety.
Copyright Communications.